With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and joined now by Steve Cummings, who is the football coach at Saugus High School. And Steve, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Steve, I think it's interesting that when I called you, the very first thing you talked about, the very first thing you said was, man, I can't believe we got this. We're getting as many games as, and I'm not jinxing, I'm knocking wood here. But boy, that shows you where the priorities are during a pandemic, doesn't it? The fact that you're able to get the kids out there and have some fun and have some real old-fashioned competition.
Yeah, you know, coming into the year, my biggest worry was that, you know, there were going to be so many shutdowns and pauses that, you know, it would really be hard to get into a rhythm. And, you know, by the end of the year, it was, it, you know, my worry was that it would turn into a year where you went like, wow, that was, it was more of a headache than anything else. But we've been very, very fortunate. You know, I'm not going to say that we haven't had our issues, which we, you know, we had a week shutdown at the very beginning. But, you know, being on the verge of getting all seven of our games in, you know, I couldn't be happier for our older guys to be able to play as much of this season as possible. And it's, you know, just, it's been a very strange year. You know, hopefully it's one that we never have to repeat. But, you know, just the fact that we're able to get as much football in as we're about to get, that's huge for us.
You know, I haven't had a chance to talk with Newburyport's coach Ben Molsky, but they got shut down, of course, a week ago. And, you know, some teams were shut down early on, and I don't know which is worse, but getting shut down at the end, I think, has got to be a real pain. So I'm guessing that most kids and most coaches are being kind of, like you say, keeping your fingers crossed this week and being extra cautious.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a running joke I have with our AD where I say, like, you know, every time she needs me to contact her, I'm like, if it's not urgent, you have to tell me. Like, you know, give me a call when you get a second. Yes,
yep.
Not urgent, because, you know, every time the phone rings and it's her or the text message comes through, it's like your first instinct is like, oh, no, like, something bad. There's bad news. We played a team and they're shut down, or there's something else going on. So there's just so much more to worry about this year in terms of, you know, not just X's and O's and game plans. It's everything else. And even though the season's been really short, it feels like, you know, it's longer most just based on all the extra things,
you know,
that you're having to go through.
That's an interesting point. Coaching, like teaching, well, coaching is teaching. Is very emotional when you're working closely with kids. And I know that some people just don't understand how emotional a day can be for you. And sometimes it's hard to turn that off when you go home and try to get some sleep at night, no matter what the case is. And then you throw on top of it this, and it's just a remarkable job that everyone is able, as I said, to get these kids in the field of competition. And you got to tell me a little bit about the Salem game, Steve, if you would, please, because your kids, you've run up against some tough teams this year, but it looks like you've also improved along the way.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's one of those deals where, you know, we were getting ready to kick off last week, and, you know, with the shortened preseason that we had, that was our sixth game of the year, and you think to yourself, you know, this is a normal season. This would be our third week, you know. So we had guys who are kind of fitting into their roles in this team, and everything has been kind of expedited. It's moved forward. And, you know, I think guys are really starting to get a grasp of, you know, what it is to be on this team. You know, unfortunately, we have, you know, 2 days left now. But, you know, in the Salem game, we were able to, you know, the first time we played them, we broke off some big runs really early and got out to a really big lead early. A couple breaks went our way, and it was, you know, we our focus going into, guys, you know, we're probably not going to be up 28-0 7 minutes into this game, because we're not going to get those kinds of breaks twice in a season. So what we were able to do last Saturday was we were able to, you know, drive the ball and sustain drives. We were able to convert on third downs. We were able to keep the chains moving and, you know, and finish drives off when we got, you know, inside the opponent's 30. We were able to come up with a big turnover early. They had a little drive going, and we were able to force the turnover and flip the field on them. So, you know, we were able to do a lot of the little things right. You know, for our seniors, it was good to you know, have them get one last game in our town. You know, it's the only game that we played this year that was in the town of Saugus. So for them to be able to get on their old field and have some success on there was huge.
Right.
It was a good win for our program, and it was, you know, a great day for our older kids.
I haven't had a chance to talk to Coach Bouchard, too, but it sounds like he made it a little bit tougher for you guys this time around, indicating that maybe Salem has shown some improvement as well.
No, yeah, they've got, I mean, you know, you look at their line, they've got good size in their line, and they've got, you know, these running backs that are just, they're massive. you know, they've got some really good size in their backfield as well, so, Yeah, no, they made things a lot harder for us. They were able to, eliminate the big plays that we had a couple weeks ago and, really forced us to earn it. We had to run downhill and, trying to grind out some yards after contact. You can see a huge improvement in their kids. I mean, they've got a lot of young kids on the field. The quarterback's a freshman. They've got a lot of other young kids. I think they only had, four or five seniors on that team. So, they're dealing with a lot of young guys. And, with shortened season, that's a tough way to get going because usually, like I said, by now you'd be going into your third or fourth week knowing that you have 11 games to play.
Yeah.
And feel that stuff out. But with this year being so short, you're kind of thrown right into the fire, and you got an inexperienced team. You have these kids are learning on the fly, and they got a bright future over there. They got a lot of pieces to work with moving forward. And, just in the span of the 2 weeks that we saw them, just from a game plan aspect and from a production aspect, I saw a huge improvement on the other side of the ball.
Oh, that's great to hear. That's great to hear, Coach. Coach, it's time to brag about some of your kids. Who are they?
We've had some great performances from our kids, but I think last time we talked, I talked about Kyle Surratt, who kind of had the game of his life the first time we played against Salem. This past week, we relied heavily on one of our other captains, Sal Franco. He was able to run the ball hard between the tackles, got in the end zone twice. And defensively, he's just our guy in the middle. He sets our defensive line, he makes our calls, and he gets, he finishes plays off. He's a great tackler. He's a 3-year starter, middle linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
In an offense, when we need to grind out a couple yards, that's Scott Otu. He's like a fire hydrant. He's bulky, but he gets downhill and he's hard to bring down on first contact. So he's definitely a guy that we rode with on Saturday. He was able to pick up some tough yards between the tackles, but more importantly, we got ourselves inside the opponent's 30, he was able to finish off some runs and get into the end zone a couple times.
How about your offensive line? Give me a name or two up there who, if you had long drives, they had to be doing something right as well.
Absolutely. Dougie Clark, he's our third captain. He plays our strong side guard. And, he's pulling and kicking guys out and down blocking and just moving people around. And next to him is our center, Nico DeCenzo, who is, 2-year starter for us, was battling an ankle injury all last year that was kind of hurting his mobility, and this year it's turned into a new player. We have Edlin DeSantos, who is our strong side tackle, who's, missed some time last year due to injuries, but has been able to stay healthy this year and, just moving bodies. And then we were lucky enough to get Jack McPhee back for this past week. Jack was battling a shoulder injury that forced him to miss all of last year. And some of this year. So, when you get guys like that back in your lineup, it's almost like picking up a free agent. it made such a big difference on that weak side of our line. His range, his mobility, his overall football IQ, he's been able to help us on both sides. It's been a big pickup, just having kids like that that are able to come back. And, the bad part is we only have him for 3 weeks, but, I'm glad that he's able to, play the last couple weeks of his high school career. And, up front, we've been pretty good over the past couple weeks. So we're hoping we'll continue that into tomorrow night.
I love listening to the enthusiasm of you guys. And Steve, I'm glad I'm not teaching right now. I'm glad I'm retired, and I'm glad my kids are not in public high school anymore. My youngest in college. I just don't know how you guys have done it, but to hear your enthusiasm, here we are. The last week of the season, you're coming up against probably your biggest opponent of the season, the biggest challenge, and you've got this great outlook. In fact, as we said, we opened up this conversation, you were saying how thankful and grateful you are to even have this chance and to get the kids out there. So that has to reflect with the kids too. You got to be bouncing that off of them as well.
Yeah, I mean, we talked the whole year about we're going to be asked to do an infinite number of things that are a pain, having the mask on the whole time, sanitizing your hands, all these little things that we're going to have to do, and it would be really easy to sit around and complain about it. But the alternative is not playing.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's just the way you have to look at it. It's, as bad as practice can be sometimes, as bad as things can drag on sometimes, and, you get that little nagging injury, just always keep in mind that the other option was not being able to be here. And that would have been updating to a lot of our kids. So I think just being able to have, not having this in the fall, and it was a very strange fall because, since I was younger, football's been the touch to. When the school year starts, it's football, the whole thing, and it was just very, very weird not having it.
Yeah, you got that right.
Just being able to take advantage of the opportunity that we had, I'm really happy that the MIAA was able to work something out where we were able to have, some sort of a season. But, it's just the fact that we're able to have it and, the kids are able to get out and play a couple weeks. And it's just, I'm so thrilled and happy that our, especially for our seniors, we have 11 seniors on our team and, it would have been devastating for these kids not to have been able to play a senior year.
And when you look at the statistics, you look at the game summaries and all this other stuff, in so many ways, it is regular season, at least between the lines. I mean, football is football, and you guys have, the leagues across the entire North Shore, have demonstrated that. And Coach, final practice is over. You guys might have a walkthrough or something or other tomorrow night, but, Coach Betancourt's Peabody Tanners seem to be getting better every single week.
Yeah, I mean, you look at their resume for this year, they've, piled up wins against Beverly, Danvers, they took Marblehead to the wire. So they've had some success this year, and I believe their quarterback's a sophomore, but the kid plays a lot older than that. He's a problem when he breaks the tackle. He makes plays with his legs. He puts the ball on people. The Maglioni kid, the running back, linebacker they have, and I know we missed him last year when he was out with an injury, but that kid, he's one of those kids that just jumps out on tape. You watch him defensively at his linebacker spot, your eyes just drift there because he makes such great reads. He gets downhill, he finishes plays. They got good size on the line. They have pieces everywhere. And, for us, it's going to be just about being able to match that. Making sure that we don't give them short fields to work with. Winning the field position battle and, making sure that we can sustain drives and move the ball. But, Coach Betancourt's done a great job with that program. They had a lot of success this year. And it's really a surprise when you look at the level of talent they have in a football team. And, and Mark's been doing this a while. So, he's got those kids ready. He's got them going. He's got them playing some good football.
Saugus High School football coach Steve Cummings with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.